35th and Wisconsin is a pretty busy intersection. Besides the large amounts of traffic that roll through, there are a couple of restaurants, a corner store, and a business that buys gold. It's the spot Alderman Bob Donovan picked to talk about what he believes is a growing number of panhandlers in Milwaukee.
This is undoubtedly a symptom of a larger problem of disorder that we're seeing in an increasing number of neighborhoods in Milwaukee.
A few business owners and residents joined Donovan as he announced plans to nip the problem. He says the legislation he'll introduce would make it illegal to stand in a median to collect money. Anyone who does could be ticketed. Yet Donovan says it's going to take more than a new law to fix the problem. He's asking residents to stop giving panhandlers money.
These individuals are taking the money that they receive by good, well-intentioned citizens, I have no doubt. Well-intentioned citizens, they are using that money to fuel their drug habits or perhaps their alcohol abuse.
Kevin Sasperez takes issue with the way Donovan characterizes many panhandlers as addicted to drugs or alcohol. Sasperez lives on the other side of town, but stopped by to hear what the alderman had to say.
There's a lot of people who, they're just in a tough situation, and they have nowhere to go, nothing to do, no way to provide for them and their family.
Sasperez says he's always willing to do what he can to help people.
When I give to a panhandler, I try to talk to them and get to know a little bit about them to affirm that they are people too. It's a person, not just something we give money to feel good about ourselves.
Other people are skeptical. This is in no way a scientific poll, but our intern Samantha Tripp went out in downtown Milwaukee to ask people how they deal with panhandlers. Do they view them as a nuisance or people in need? First up, Dan Lawless.
I usually ignore them or I just tell them I don't have any money.
My name's Kelly, Modad. I tend to not give people cash or change or anything, mostly just food.
My name is Mr. Terry Pressfield. Sometimes I probably will ask them what do they need it for, or if they have to catch the bus or anything like that, sometimes I pay their way. Or if they ask if they're hungry, I will buy them something to eat. But if they don't want me to buy them, they're by themselves, I won't give it to them.
Alderman Bob Donovan says he's gone so far as to offer panhandlers a job.
The problem is a lot of times, when I have offered individuals jobs, they said some profanity towards me and walked away.
Donovan says the goal of his plan is to not kick people while they're down, but to serve his constituents and their quality of life. Latoya Dennis, 89.7 WUWM.